Twitter, not really doing it anymore, but website. What, I did the website, so I'm cashing in that ticket.
Okay, I still want to see
the website.
The
great. I haven't seen the secret page yet.
Oh, I'll show you after this.
Okay.
It's not as glorious as you think it is.
It's a secret page.
How much did that website cost us?
Because
I was going through my Venmo transactions.
Not
and I was
much.
Like, it was like $8 a month, or something really cheap, right?
No, it's what like, was it? Yeah, it's like $7 a month or something like that.
It's not bad.
And then I built it myself, so it was free.
Free programming.
There's no programming.
Software.
I did a little bit of programming. It's just Wix. You've used Wix.
Oh, yeah, Wix. Okay, it's
called.
Yeah,
it's copy pasta. Anchor points. So.
What?
Doesn't really count.
What do you mean? Wait, what? I made a website. It looks great.
Yeah, but you have the things where it's all one page. And
it looks great.
No, it's goes nice. To another part of the
Tell
page.
Me the problem.
Yeah, it's anchor points. It's really? Such a bad design. It's so bad.
Who are you? And what the hell is an anchor point?
Anchor point?
What are you?
We're on anchor right now.
What I told you. It's you click on something on the page, like instead of you click, like my profile, instead of it going to another page, it goes down on the page.
Mine doesn't do that.
This does. Last time I went to it, it did that.
I guarantee you it doesn't.
Right
I have pages.
What's it look like?
JordanSarf.com. For those at home, hi. Welcome to the pod. I'm one of your tri-hosts, Jordy Jam Boogie. Jordan Skyla Sarf. Sitting to my right is?
Anchor point.
That's
anchor
one
point.
Anchor point.
Oh, that's what an anchor point is?
There you go, Jake. Look at these. Look at these pages. For those at home listening, Jake is critiquing my website that I made on Wix.
You must have changed this.
Is that Femi?
I remember a lot of anchor
Is that Femi's eyes?
JordanSarf.com. No, it's Pugs.
Yeah, Pugs. I can see this.
But you.
Oh, we're doing intros? Yeah.
I already introduced me.
Yeah, my name is Jacob Wasserman, a.k.a. J. Wass, a.k.a. J. Pod, a.k.a. J. Wonderboy, J. Wonderbread, J. Underpants. I got to tell you, I'm not wearing any underwear today.
What are you sitting on the chair for?
Get a towel.
Get a towel.
I showered last night.
What does that justify?
I went into my sweatpants shorts. I woke up. And then they didn't want to put them on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just hanging out for the next 2 weeks. That's it.
This is what it is to be unemployed.
No, not unemployed. Waiting to start my job.
When do you start? August 7th?
August 8th.
8th.
Okay. On a Thursday.
Weird, right?
It's a weird day to start.
I guess 2 days of, like, training?
Yeah, it's like just role-playing. Like summer camp, I guess.
What are you doing? You're doing sales, right?
Sales, man. Doing sales.
You haven't introduced yourself yet. I hate to be that guy, but...
I'm Jake Treister.
Right.
Yeah.
Continue.
And you are?
I said Jordan.
He already did it.
I'm Jordan Jam.
I don't even listen anymore. You know, I've checked out.
You check out while we're on the pod.
Jay, check out. I'm doing sales at Yelp starting August 8th. My buddy Ryan Taratko, shout out Ryan. He's been there for a year, and he threw my resume in. I had 3 rounds of interviews, and bada bing, bada boom. Starting in a few weeks.
Do they test your ability to review things?
Not review things, but they tested my ability to sell something. And so,
what did you have to sell?
So I started a business with Ryan and a few of the friends in college. Yeah, essentially. And I just did like our sales pitch that we did around campus.
Which was?
So we had this thing called the MASH card. It was an acronym named Make All Students Happy. It's funny, Peter May's going to know it because I pitched to him a few times.
That is an actual acronym.
Yeah, Make All Students Happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because acronyms,
acronyms
are pronounceable. Initialisms are not pronounceable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And essentially, it was a student discount card. So just for being a student at UAlbany or in the Capital District area, you can go into over 100 local businesses and show the card and get a 10 to 15% discount depending on what you buy. And it was just a little caveat for being a student near the school. Yeah, that was it. It cost $20. So
now,
you had to do a few transactions to make your money back.
What's the dress code?
At Yelp? Dude, so I had another friend, Alex Greenstein. Shout out to Alex Greenstein. He works there, and he says you could wear, like, T-shirts. Like, you could wear a suit. Like, it's a full, range of whatever you want to dress.
What are you going to wear?
Well, first day I'm going to do, like, a nice button down, and then progressively you're going to get T-shirts
casual.
And, like, no underwear.
Sales.
Yeah, sales. Yeah.
Do you meet with people, or is it more phone?
I think it's all cold calling. And I've never tried that.
Hello.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. But I heard they have, like, a full kitchen.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I know a couple people there now.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. They make an egg salad every morning.
They just eat all day. They say they honestly go in, they do their job, and they just eat.
Yeah. Cliff bars. I'm going to have like an open bar or something. Like, after 4 o'clock, everyone just goes to the bar, and they have, like, drinks, and they have espresso shots. So it'll be a fun time.
How many hours a week is it?
It's 40 hours a week.
So you're 9 to 5. Or a little more.
A little more. Actually, it's not 40. It's 8:30 to 5:30 every day.
Oh, so you're 9 hours a day.
Yeah, 9 hours.
Okay. So you're an
hour for lunch?
Hour for lunch.
What are you going to do for an hour?
Pick up the phone. I'll call you, Jake. Yeah.
I don't get lunch, so.
What do you mean? It's a family company.
Do you bring?
Yeah, I bring a lunch.
I make a sandwich, yeah.
If I want to, I can go somewhere, but where am I going?
Hmm. Is no place good around you?
I can. There's Chipotle. There's the Chinese place. There's
the Clairvoyant Chipotle, which I'm referencing an old pot.
There's one really, there's a really good deli. Really good deli, but I don't know. Where am I going?
Oh, whatever happened with that Chipotle gift card that
we spoke about?
No, but what happened? It disappeared.
They had the deal.
It disappeared, and then it came the next day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, very weird.
Oh, crazy.
It still happens with the, like, I'll see like a Met game or something with the score, and then eventually.
Oh, that's when you text all of us saying, "Listen, the Mets are going to win this day. They're going to be playing this team. We'll go right to it."
Did you see what the Mets did?
Yes, I called 98.7 today and tried to
complain,
get them to talk about it.
Uh huh.
But I didn't get through.
Did you see what happened?
What?
So on each foul pole on the left and right side.
In which stadium?
In Citi Field. They have, it's not Chick-fil-A. It's like
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A? They have a Chick-fil-A advertisement, and it goes like,
it's chicken, eat more chicken.
It's like chicky, chicky, chicky. And it distracts like
two, and they're three red. They're not even yellow.
Yeah, so it's like,
it obstructs
the view of people who are in those seats.
I'd freak out.
It's awful. It's terrible. Yeah. It's the worst thing about capitalism.
I want to see that.
I don't know if it's chicky, 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 but it's close to that.
Is this going to hurt their LGBT attendance?
Why?
Because Chick-fil-A is notably anti-LGBT.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Their CEO is just a...
Like he donates money to anti-LGBT organizations. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, look. New York Mets creep foul. Oh, foul post. That's funny.
Yeah.
You know who tweeted about this on Twitter?
Oh.
Joseph Femia.
Shout out Joe Pearl. Very nice. I didn't know that about the Chick-fil-A, though. I would just like their chicken.
You know,
I've never tried it.
It was really? You liked it?
I did not like it.
It tasted rubbery. See, look,
it used to be just in. Oh, that's ridiculous!
Yeah, it's awful.
That looks so bad. Oh my god! I'll tell you one thing: money will buy you anything, even if it looks like crap.
Well, you like sitting in the Pepsi Cola area, right?
I love sitting in the Coke corner. We used to be the Pepsi porch, now the Coke corner.
Why?
Because I don't think Pepsi.
No, why do you like sitting there?
Oh, it's. I don't know. Just when it's the summer, it's like you have your own little like concession area. You have like the what's that game with the bags and you throw them up?
Cornhole.
You have it's also like a nice view. Like you have this nice outfield view, and like you walk. Also no one checks your ticket. I can walk right to the front row, no problem. Have the full like outfield view, and I like that view.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's not a designated area, but it is a club in itself.
It's a little
like
area.
They have their own separate concession stand. Yeah, they have their own area. I've never sat there before.
Your own bathroom?
I haven't lived to a Met game in a long time. But
really?
When we go, we would always sit by. It was always behind first base.
That's a nice spot.
We buy the tickets for
the less, and you walk.
Yeah, for the nosebleeds.
Yeah, for the nosebleeds.
You walk down.
You walk down during batting practice. You sit down, and nobody bothers you.
That's nice.
I saw Lion King Sunday.
I did not hear mixed reviews.
Now, I'm going to give you my favorite critique. I've said this to everyone. Everyone gives me shit.
Yeah.
Now, it is an exact shot-for-shot replica of the original, just with live action. That's number one. One thing that I thought was interesting.
Same dialogue?
Not dialogue, more camera shots. Like, there's a specific shot where, like, I'm going to spoil, I guess, Lion King.
No, you're going to spoil.
Mufasa dies in the beginning, and it's the shot of Simba, and it starts on his face, and he screams out no, and it pulls all the way out to, like, it's the exact same shot, number one. Number two, this is an interesting conversation. This guy, I was reading a review, and the guy said, when you see it, look at the lion's face, and look at the animal's faces, and, like, they can't really show emotions. Like, a lion can't smile at you, or it can't, like, it can be mad, but, like, it can't really smile. So like when Mufasa dies, the cub looks exactly the same as it does when it's like fine, when it's happy. There's no, you can't, it's a real lion.
You can't really, so when he's singing I can't just wait to be king, he's just stone faced.
No, I swear. Like it just looks,
I can't
like,
imagine that.
Jake, it just looks like a lion singing the song. It doesn't, there's no emotion, you can't really see emotion on their face.
Because that whole song in the is that the original 1990s or is that a remake of like 1930s?
Hell no. No, that's the first.
All right, so well, I heard that one, that number is just like bursting with color and light.
It's beautiful.
And just like
they show beautiful in this too, but you just, the faces, it doesn't, it's like if I sang the song straight faced as opposed to I'm smiling and I'm going like.
So you're telling me the Seth Rogen character did not have the same personality that his voice was.
Seth Rogen Pumbaa.
Really?
He's great.
Did he steal, who stole the show?
He did, and Eric Andre both stole the show. Eric Andre's one of the hyenas. And he has only a couple lines, but when you hear him, you crack up.
Like, what lines did he drop? Do you remember?
He said,
so I'm sure it was funny.
He does Eric Andre stuff. So like one of the hyenas is sitting on he's sitting on a rock. The hyena's like trying to sleep, and Eric Andre, like the hyena Eric Andre, goes over and just casually sits right next to, like right on top of him. He goes, "We have a whole cave here, and you picked right here." And he goes, "I'm just cold, man." Like, just like stuff like that always gets me to laugh. But like, there's no, again, it's animals. Like, it really looks like a lion. It really looks like a monkey, or all the animals that are in there. It really looks like them.
And there was a new song, right? It was a Beyonce number.
Yeah, they threw it in.
I heard that the soundtrack wasn't that good.
Beyonce.
Is it the
great.
Same soundtrack?
No, that the like remixed Beyonce and someone else, I don't remember.
It's fine. John Favreau did a good job. I mean, it was exciting. It just
Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Once you look at the lions' faces, like, it threw me off. Like, you don't see him smile.
Did you see the Jungle Book in 2016, the live action Jungle Book?
No, I saw Beauty and the Beast, and I loved that.
That was
awesome.
I think
the live action Jungle Book is better than the original.
Hot take.
It's
take
really, really good.
I have to say it. Yeah.
It's like, it's really good.
Well, I mean, after seeing this Lion King, don't you feel bad that, like, kids growing up, that's their Lion King?
I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think it is either.
You don't think so?
They're still, because parents grew up with the 90s one, so they're going to show their kids that one.
I mean,
but kids growing up now, do you consider, when they go onto Netflix and they're watching Fuller House, that's their Fuller, that's their Full House. That's not my Full House. It's the same thing with Disney. Like,
I think
when they watch, like, all these live actions, because they're just pounding and remaking everything, that's their childhood version of the movie.
Technically, yes.
Maybe.
Like, you know, yeah, but I don't know. Full House is great. Fresh Prince. Like, if they ever redid Fresh Prince and had, like, Will Smith's kids, I'd have a huge problem.
Well, they're redoing Invader Zim on Netflix.
They also started doing That's So Raven.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate these reboots. I know we've had this conversation.
I hate everything. Mm-hmm.
I hate it. But, like, I'm not saying the movies are bad. I'm saying that I want new stories. Frozen was a great example. We had Frozen. And hell yeah, it was great. Look at that. Look, Elsa, you got Olaf, whatever his name is.
Olaf.
Like,
Frozen was okay. It wasn't bad.
But it was new. And a lot of those kids, those younger kids, really connect to it. Like, it's like they're not going to connect to Simba. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's not going to happen.
Kids just watch stream things now, dude, right? Because when we were kids, it was all VHS tapes.
All VHS.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched the movie. There was no ads. There was no, let's skip it and go to a different one.
No ads. No
you
skipping
committed.
Anything.
No, when you had the VHS, they had those few little commercials before to get you hyped up.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
Fast forward those. You can go right through them.
That's true.
So. But, yeah, I just don't understand why they keep – I know it's a cash grab for a lot of these big production companies, but give me something new.
Well, that's – you know, Lion King is like the appetizer to what's this week. This week is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, come on.
I've heard that this is Quentin Tarantino's best movie yet.
Yeah.
They say that about every one that he makes.
I'll tell you Friday.
You know, we spoke about that a few weeks ago, how he's going to make 10 films and that's it, mm-hmm. finito.
Yeah.
He went on Kimmel last night and he goes, are you seriously just going to make 10 films? Because he has one more left in his docket. He goes, yeah, I want to have a kid. I want to get married. I want to like do other things with my life. He actually is going to do 10.
They're rumoring his third movie. And as a big Quentin Tarantino fan, I've heard two rumors. One being he reboots Star Trek and makes his own version, which would be wild. And the other one, which I'm more of a fan of, is Kill Bill 3. Which would be like he has the first two Kill Bill.
I have not seen the Kill Bill.
They're awesome. They're awesome. Just action. It's just nonstop, and it's really, really well cut action. Like all of it, and the story's cool too.
I haven't seen many Tarantino films. I only saw what did he make? He made
Pulp Fiction.
All right,
he made Django.
Saw Hateful Eight.
He made
Inglorious Bastards.
Inglorious Bastards.
See that.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Kill Bill 1 and 2. I'm definitely missing stuff.
I didn't see a lot of the Tarantino films.
But they're long, though. You have to, like, you need time to sit through those.
Okay. What was the connection between him and Guillermo del Toro? Didn't he, like, teach Guillermo del Toro or something?
One taught the other. I don't know. Or one mentored or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I know that, like, it's weird with a lot of these new filmmakers. Like, Nolan didn't go to film school.
Okay.
And Wes Anderson didn't go to film school. And Spielberg was denied from USC four times. Like, it's very funny that, like, Scorsese was the only one that, like, really went to, like, a big one. He went to NYU. Like, all these other guys, like, Steven Soderbergh went to LSU.
Well, did you watch his Jimmy Kimmel interview last night?
Who's?
It was
Tarantino. I didn't see it.
No, he goes, they asked him, they said, so you didn't go to film school? Like, how are you?
Yeah, he didn't go either.
Yeah, so he said, I didn't go to film school. I was too busy watching films.
Yeah, like let's research and study it. Yeah, it's great.
He was doing it on his own.
So
I went to Charles Schwab today.
Yeah, I know Schwab.
I was trying to transfer money.
How's Chuck doing?
Yeah, Mr. Schwab. so I went to Charles Schwab today to transfer some money. And I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, I'm sure it's you guys will agree, banks will die. Easily.
Really?
Banks are going to die.
I heard a good theory about Bitcoin, but I want to hear this crap first.
No, I love Bitcoin, but we don't talk about that.
Banks will die.
Banks will die. I walked into Charles Schwab. I said, can you help me open an account? He goes, you're going to have to wait 30 minutes to an hour. So I said, okay, is there any way we could move this faster? Well, he goes, you could do it by yourself if you just do it on the computer. And I asked him for help, and he goes, like, no, it's self-explanatory. I don't need to help you. So are you like I put on pants? Well, I didn't really put on. I didn't put on pants.
Wait, why
pants
did you go? Why did you go in there to set up an account?
Why Charles Schwab? What was your? What's your logic?
I had to transfer some money from my retirement account, and I just assumed to put it in Charles Schwab.
You're retiring?
I don't understand.
Can't you just make the account online? You make everything online.
Yeah, you can do it online.
Essentially, but like physical
that's the point.
Physical banks, they're not going to be around. They have no.
They're
going to
be around. They're just going to have ATMs though.
You don't need people.
Essentially, but like the. The way
they're talking about bank locations, not banks themselves.
Not the bank itself, like the brick and mortar.
I misspoke.
The brick and mortar, to get rid of them.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, they're going to be done. They were so unhelpful. I went with my friend Damien, and I said, like, well, he was going to the back to check on, like, how long it would take for my my consultation. I said, what do these guys even do? And my buddy Damien was like, yeah, they're here to, like, consult you, teach you about, like, where to put your money. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. So he came back, and I set up my account, and the first question my friend Damien asked him was, where do I get lunch? That's what they're consulting, where to get lunch in the nearby area. They're not helping me. They're helping my friend Damien get a sandwich from Subway. They do not help at all. Nothing?
I don't think you have enough money for them to care about helping you.
I mean, nobody was in there.
Literally,
this guy, he was sitting at the table watching CNBC.
$1 million, you can get
no
somebody there.
No one's waiting
right
in there.
Right. With cash, it's really standing right.
$1 million, they'll sit down with you. Walk in with $2,000 in your hand, say, sir, the bathroom's over there.
No, but this guy, like, he literally was sitting at his desk just watching TV, and he couldn't help me. He had nothing to share. He had absolutely nothing to do with me.
That's clean.
No, it bothered me. Like these bank.
Were you wearing this outfit?
Yeah, I was.
Then I would obviously be.
You ever seen Pretty Woman?
I have to see that. That's on my list. Fun fact: that's Alex's mother's favorite movie. Shout out Alex's mom.
What's her name?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Yeah. I like her. She's good.
I had a quick theory for Jacob. It was a Bitcoin thing I read online last night. It was.
Yeah.
They were saying that Bitcoin. I don't know if I'll do it anymore because Bitcoin is like. The secret, like, underground currency of artificial intelligence, and that the whole point is that if people keep investing in it, it's just going to help the artificial intelligence grow and grow eventually to the point.
Where did you read this?
I read it on some BS conspiracy Instagram, and I was looking through every post last night. Every one, I found some good conspiracies. That one, that in 2045, AI is going to surpass humans, and uh-huh. Like, it's going to be called the singularity. That's, like, the phrase of could be passed.
Singularity is when AI and robots
that's
computer
the phrase.
Is smarter than a human.
I'd freak out. I don't like that.
Have you seen the video of the I forgot which company made it. They made an AI that can make appointments for you, like a receptionist.
Oh, okay. It's Google.
So they showed was it Google?
Yeah.
That made the nail appointment for the woman
mm-hmm.
that the computer called in the nail salon. And before she does anything, you say, I want a nail appointment on Tuesday or Wednesday, on Tuesday from 1:30 to 2:30, Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30. And then you hear the computer with those two simple instructions, call up the place, talk with them, do all this small talk nonsense, and then get down to it, and then make the appointment by like negotiating a time.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
With the specific person that you want.
And the times that were
available. On those days.
Yeah. And the voice sounds exactly like us.
Yeah, the voice sounds exactly
like us.
Wait, what? Yeah, that's the thing. The voice sounds like a human.
Has the same stuttering, same iteration, same, like.
I don't like that.
Has all the same inflection.
You would never know. That's what scared me. You don't know if you're talking to a human or a robot.
That's bad.
What if you just say something that like does not compute, though? What did you say? Like, yeah, we're closed this week. Or,
okay.
I mean, by 2045, you'll be not a middle aged man. Like, you'll be fine.
22 and we're
2045. What is that? That's
almost 26 years.
Yeah.
26,
22.
You'll be 50, essentially.
40. You know what? I've had a nice
life. Yeah, you had a good life.
Yeah.
Before the robots.
There's
another
crazy thing. In Sweden now, they're doing a thing where you can get a wearable under your skin, a chip embedded. That it's your wallet. It has all your credit cards, your ID.
I heard of this. Yeah.
Is that a Black Mirror episode?
It might be.
It is a Black Mirror.
Were you watching?
It's
TV?
It's the Black Mirror. It's these things. It's like in your eyes.
Oh, the eyes. Yeah.
It's like a
well, they're making. Yeah. They already made it. You can get it right now. It's an implant under your skin. It's your wallet.
Mm.
So you go credit card. No, not cash.
I don't know.
It's just credit card, debit card, and
would you like the singles? Tens, fives?
Yeah, that'll be $654. Okay. You just put your wrist on the thing. And they do it. Google's trying to make it a wearable that's like a little patch that you put behind your ear.
I don't like that.
Well, like a cigarette patch? Like when you're trying to cut the habit, like you put it behind your ear?
I guess. I mean, and they did this thing where they're doing implants in rats. And all right, so they put one end in the rat's brain and they put in a live rat. And then the other end in like a switch that activates a door. And with the rat's brain power, it has to open the door. And they're doing it.
Sounds like a Jordan Peele movie.
I don't like that.
Wait, like,
it's wireless receivers.
Mind control.
Yeah, it's mind control. It's wireless receivers. It's thinking open door.
And it opens.
Open door, I want the cheese. Open door, I want the cheese. And it opens the door. And it
I hate that.
Cheese.
Oh, my God.
What year are we in? This is 2019.
Can we slow down? I want to go back to like the 80s.
That's
going to
be the thing. You're going to have a patch behind your ear. You're going to come up to your garage door. And you say, open door. And it'll only recognize if it's your brain waves.
We're moving too fast.
That's where we're going.
Let's slow down and just say, look, let's take a break. Let's take all of the money that we're putting towards AI and technology, put it straight towards curing diseases. Because we don't need robots. Screw them. I want to still be here.
Robots will cure the diseases.
No, they won't. They're idiots.
There will be no disease.
Robots can't get the diseases. How are they going to cure them?
I know you like this technology stuff.
Yeah.
I hate
it. You got to keep going.
Not a fan. Zero.
Wait, you want to just cut it off?
Cut it off. Done. Stop
so,
right
so,
here.
Wait, so you're happy with the amount of technology we have right now?
I would want zero AI. I would want flying cars.
So you're going to be the 60-year-old
guy. Oh, so
guy
you do
want prototype.
I want some type of product. I don't want humans to degress. I want like humans to progress through certain things. Technology AI is not helping.
All right. So what is your cutoff?
My hot take. What?
No, great. So what is your cutoff? Right now we have laptops, cell phones, we have
tablets,
airplanes, tablets.
Watches,
yeah, great.
And even
name something
things.
You would want in the future, and I'll tell you whether or not it's green on my list.
Okay, I want a smart home.
What the hell is that?
I want everything smart literally. Home. Yeah. No, I want everything literally synced up, controlled by my voice.
Claim.
Like open fridge.
Claim. Next.
So you like that?
Claim.
Okay, I want a smart home.
Okay.
Jake, you have
Jake,
any?
What's something you want?
I like that patch idea where you just open the garage
negative,
or
zero.
Open
against
the door.
Don't stick a patch on my arm.
Automatic
my
security.
Head.
Think about it. It's
almost it's on your
right. It's on
what
your
if butt. Someone rips your arm off?
Who's ripping your arm off?
Yeah.
What if someone chopped my arm off and took it to the bank and smacked it against the ATM and pulled out a bunch of cash? I'm done. I have no arm.
I think you have bigger problems at that point.
Did someone chop my arm off?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to be the new way of people going around in bad neighborhoods with machetes.
What do you mean?
Taking
you could put it like under your sleeve. Like, hey.
No, because you can do it now with the Apple Watch. You can. It's
yeah, you can. I use my phone sometimes when I'm at the bank. I just don't want it attached to my arm or my head.
How is a cell phone any different?
What do you mean, how a cell phone? It's not
is
attached
it,
to my body.
No, but it's essentially
even worse.
Hold
you
on,
can leave it.
Hold
somewhere.
On. Essentially, this is an extension of who you are.
Yes.
Like that is your identity right there.
This is the cutoff.
So a phone. So being able to physically disconnect. But that is literally like you're a cyborg.
I'll name three things I want, and then we can stop progressing in technology.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Number one, flying cars locked in. Number two, any type of portal or teleporter to get me from one location to another. Number three, without a doubt, has to be I gotta think of one. What did I say? Okay.
You think the teleport is possible?
Teleport?
No,
no.
Is that you think
flying
it's
cars,
not possible? No, I'm asking if
but
he thinks it's possible. Do you think a teleporter?
Oh, and time travel. Those are the three things. After that, I don't care.
Whenever someone asks me what's my like ideal superpower, it's teleportation. Teleportation
get me anywhere.
The best thing ever.
Yeah.
Because you can own an apartment, let's say in France, and have a good night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, I would do the teleport.
Teleportation is so good.
Over like mind control, any of that stuff.
Teleportation is the best thing. You don't have to commute anywhere.
What about
light up, so much time?
What about light up nails?
What?
Could your superpower be a perfectionist?
No like, such thing.
What do you mean? Like you do everything perfectly?
Yeah.
Then
but
you
that's subjective.
Be a heart surgeon.
That's subjective.
Anything.
You can't do anything perfectly.
Sure you can. You go go on tour playing.
One example?
Playing
how do you play baseball perfectly?
I'll give you an example. I could play a song on the piano perfectly. Mm. I can
to your ears, maybe.
Oh, okay. We're gonna play this card.
No, that's how it was written.
Or
a piece of
music
is written. That's it.
I don't know. Perfectionist would be a good one. I like teleporter a lot. I'd probably go with that one too. You just snap my fingers and I'm so. But I would want teleporter, but I would need one clause in it. Whoever's, like, if I'm holding someone's hand, if that person's holding that one, let's say three of us wanted to snap our fingers and go to France right now.
Mm-hmm.
I hold Jacob's hand and you hold Jake's and then snap and I'm there.
So it's the transitive property. Like, okay.
Yes.
Okay,
like,
cool.
I want every. Yes, very
that.
Much transitive property.
Okay.
Very good.
Where does it end? Does the chair go with you? Does the floor go with you? Oh.
Great question.
Do your clothes go with you?
My hand.
The clothes.
No,
he's going to go on the teleport,
but you go naked.
But you have to get there naked. I would do it in the parking every time.
Because
I'll have the clothes waiting for me. Wherever I go, I'll just say, those are the clothes I'm going
to
wear.
All right, but then you can't teleport to work. Or maybe you can teleport to the work bathroom.
The work bathroom.
Yeah.
In the bathroom stall.
I like that rule that you can teleport anywhere, but you end up naked.
Would you do it?
100%.
I would,
because you'd figure out ways of doing it.
Yes.
So every time you teleport, you have to be naked. You're naked on the
When you come back on the other side, you're naked.
Like, but your clothes would stay where you are. So my
Yeah, your clothes just drop, end up in a pile on the floor.
Yes.
I'm essentially like that right now.
I think that's really interesting. Superpowers that have a small drawback.
That you have to accept and use.
Like super strength, but you can only do it when you're, I don't know.
Super strength, but yeah. Whip Hulk, angry.
Like you could fly, but only when the birds are flying south for the summer.
Or like
you can fly, but only if you see a bird in the sky and it has to be with you.
Or like you can turn back time, but only a certain amount of minutes per day. So it's like
you get one redo. Like you get
one
redo a day. So like if you do something and you spill coffee all over yourself, you're like, ah crap. And then like
and 2 minutes later you spill milk.
Yeah, you spill milk, you're done.
I like that.
I'm a fan.
I feel like we should just come up with a couple of I feel like that would be an interesting movie idea. Like,
superheroes with like
superheroes with limitations or like a sketch idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought of a weird sketch. It was, I don't think I said it last week. Did I tell you the one about the translators or no?
No.
Okay. It's these guys that, I'll make this quick and then we'll wrap. Basically, these guys translate movies for, like, they take scripts that are written in English and they convert it to Spanish for this American guy. And he's a huge jerk and he does all these commercials. So one day, they change all the Spanish to, like, he say F you, F this, and he goes on TV and the guy says it. And then this whole story would play out after. I don't know why I thought it would be interesting, but, like, it could be fun. Nice parts.
I like that.
What, the translators, just they're just bad people?
Yeah.
I like the translators that don't...
Well, not the bad, they're getting revenge, but then, like, it builds into this whole, like, other story. I just don't know what it would be. I just thought of that setup would be interesting.
There was one, I forgot where it was, but there was one thing with a really, really bad translator. I think it was a political thing. Okay. Like the translator was
like the
A lot of them
mayor,
aren't that
yeah.
good when you watch them in other languages. They're not.
I think it was a de Blasio announcement.
Maybe. I don't remember. It was just like, it was a gaming conference thing from like Japanese to English. The guy was like 2 minutes behind and it was like all the wrong words. It was just awful. That happens though. I guess not everyone could be good.
Well, David had a... like a scene with that, like this guy, he wanted a translator with large breasts and he goes, no, it's my show. It's going to distract everyone from the show that I've written. It's taking me 2 years. You want to translate.
Oh, that was the thing. Yeah. Yeah. The sign language person.
Yeah.
Who does a sign language interpreter who has large breasts and everyone's staring at her
instead of paying attention.
Right.
Yeah. To the word.
Right.
That's funny. How did you come up with this crap?
I don't. All
right. We got to play Blockus.
Shout out Buster. Happy 12th birthday, Buster. You're the best. Love you very much. Shout out Buster.
Jake, you have one? I'm trying to think.
Shout out Kayla for watching Hunter x Hunter with me.
Cool.
We've been watching that like for 2 weeks and we're in episode like 100.
It's very nice.
It's a lot. And shout out to Charles Schwab. You won't be around too much longer.
Why are you shouting out a bad
thing? It's my ass, Chuck. We'll see you.
Shout out Robin Hood.